Okay. Glory to God. 1 Timothy 6:12. Fight the good fight of faith. You know, faith is a fight. If you don't like to fight, you're not going to win anything. You got to like to fight, but there's a way to fight, right? And that's what God is going to show us and showing us how to fight the good fight of faith. So we must learn how to fight. And that's what we're doing here. It says, lay hold on eternal life, whereunto thou art also called, and hast professed a good profession before many witnesses. Hallelujah. So you could say it's a good profession or a good confession. Glory to God. So you can see here that God's methods, you can look back in the Old Testament, look at some of the methods he used to fight his enemies. He said here, choir, go out in the front, putting the soldiers in the back. That's kind of an... And see how you like that. See if you lost your voice in the choir. Ah, I don't think I can sing today. Right? But his methods are a little different than worldly methods, right? Look at Paul and Silas, right? Paul and Silas sang praises at midnight, and suddenly there was an earthquake. It said that they prayed and sang praises, right? So some of us have prayed, but we didn't sing no praises yet. So we need to start getting some praise in our lips, right? Amen. So the key is just don't let the devil have the last say on something. Let your lips have the last say in something. Fill them full of the word of God and full of faith, and let those words have the last say. Devil, you're not going to have my family. You're not going to have my body. You're not going to have my money. You're not going to have my wife or children or husband. You're not going to have them in Jesus' name. Let that be. Let God's word be the last say on something. He's already defeated. Amen. We come, you know, when you think about this, we don't come. Sometimes I was looking this up. I was never in the military or the army. Some can share this. I know some may be here that have some experience in that area. But if you look up some, I looked this up, and they talk about tactics in the military, what kind of tactics they use to defeat their enemies. And usually one tactic is to get a vantage point, a place of high ground, right? It's interesting, when you go over to Israel, if any of you have been there, you see these towns, they're all built at the top. Nothing's built in the valleys. Everything's up at the top, right? So I guess that's ingrained in them. But when you think about that, just from a military standpoint, the military uses that as a tactic to get a high ground or a vantage point to fight, so that in some places they say if you get the high ground, you have a vantage place, right? Well, we're seated in heavenly places with Christ. We need to stay there. In that vantage place, we're not coming from a place, see, in the military, they're looking to try to win a victory. No, we're already coming from victory. He's already defeated. We've already won. In Christ, we've already won. And so we're enforcing that. And so we need to not, from the fight of faith, for us, it's a place of victory. We're coming from a place where he's already won, and we're in Christ, so we're taking something that he's trying to take from us, or we're enforcing something that he's trying to take in our life or do to us, right? In our bodies, in our homes, and so forth. This was, I'm just going back through some comments that were made Sunday. Smith Wigglesworth said, if the enemy can move us from a place of faith, he can get us outside of the plan of God for our lives. And this was something Abraham Lincoln said. I love this. The fight of today, he made this statement during the Civil War, the fight of today is not altogether for today, but for a bright future. Boy, I tell you, that ought to ring clear. The fight of today is not for today, but for a bright future. So your fight today, the devil, how many have had situations in their life where there's an attack, there's fight, and you get through this, and right past that, there's this big opening, a door opens up, or a big victory in your life. Anybody ever walk through those? Oh, yeah. So what is it? It's to stop. You think about things that you've had to fight for where your children are concerned or your home life. Those fights that you walk through are to secure a bright future for your family. It can affect the whole generation. And so the devil's not, sometimes we look at it and see it's something for today. Oh, no, no, it's not for today. It's not for today. If he can stop you, then the whole plan God has for you in your life and the people that you're going to affect get stopped. Now, he'll use somebody else. God's not, he's going to get done what he needs to get done. And if it's not done through us, he'll get somebody else, but it's to stop the plan of God in your life. That's why I said he's not going to stop the plan of God for this ministry. He's not going to do it. I refuse. He's not going to stop the plan of God. We may mess up. We may make some mistakes. But he's not going to stop it. And so we need to just get a hold of that and say, look, this isn't just about us coming here in this assembly. God's taking this assembly to do something to impact people's lives and change this area. So yes, we do come. We come to be nurtured and to be built up in the things of God so we can be more effective in our homes and our jobs. But when we come together corporately, it impacts this area. I'm convinced that the prayers that have been going forth and the worship that's been going forth for these 35 years has changed the atmosphere in this area. I believe it. And not just us, but others. But see, the devil wants to stop it. He's not going to stop it. He's not going to derail it. Because we're learning how to fight the good fight of faith. So yes, it's going to take a fight. It is a fight. But we're going to win. Amen. Hallelujah. So this fight that we have, let's go read this for a minute. Let's go over to 2 Corinthians chapter 4. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, familiar scripture verse. It says, 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 13, we having the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believed, and therefore have I spoken. So it's not just enough to believe. You know, I was sharing that Sunday. You know, everything is, you go into a restroom now, everything's motion activated. I can stand there and desire paper to come out of that dispenser all I want. If I don't do something, I'm getting no paper. If I don't stick my hands under that soap dispenser, I'm getting nothing. I can look at it. I can say, where's the soap? I want soap. I hope for soap. Where's the soap? But unless I put my hand under there and do something, I get no soap. Same thing. Therefore, what does it say? It says, we having the same spirit of faith as it is written, I believed. And therefore, I did something. Therefore, have I spoken. What does it say? We also believe and therefore speak. that which we believe must be articulated, must be spoken. So part of this fight of faith is something where we have to get our mouth moving. And that's what we were sharing Sunday, that says, the joy of the Lord is my strength. So I can believe for strength, I can hope for strength, but I've got to stir up some joy. The joy of the Lord is my strength, so I've got to praise Him. I've got to lift my voice. I've got to release something out of my mouth for there to be some action, for God to do something. It's like the woman with the issue of blood. When she heard of Jesus, she pressed in there, and so she said, or it said she continually kept saying, if I just touch the hem of His garment, I shall be made whole. So the feeling followed the faith. The feeling followed what she said. So we've got to say some things, and then the results come, right? The feeling comes, the what we see, the change comes. So we've got to say something. And part of this fight of faith is we're going to have to step up and boldly declare that God is working in my midst. We've got to boldly declare, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Yea, he says, what did he say? He said, it is no longer I that liveth, but Christ that liveth in me. I've got to boldly declare that. When it doesn't look like it, doesn't taste like it, doesn't feel like it, if we submit to God or submit to the Word, then we can resist the devil, and he will flee. He's got to flee. Amen. Glory to God. So tonight, what I wanted to do for a few minutes is look at... let's go over to... Hebrews for a second. Hebrews chapter 3. I'm just making some points here. This is something, how many have heard of, some of you have, or maybe all of you have heard of Reinhard Bonnke. This is something the Lord's spoke to him and said to him, he told him, my word in your mouth is just as powerful as my word in my mouth. That's a good saying. We need to keep that in our thinking. His word in my mouth is just as powerful as his word in his own mouth. When we release words in from our heart in faith, it's going to change something. Just the same way that God said, let there be light. If I speak that in faith, there's going to be some action. There's going to be something is going to change. And that's what he said. He said, the Lord told him, my word in your mouth is just as powerful as my word in my mouth. Hallelujah. Mark Hankins had this to say. He said, the Lord said to him, my word came out of my mouth. It was spoken before it was written. And it was written so that it could be spoken. That's a good word. So his word was meant to be spoken in faith. Amen. It's not just to be read and meditated upon, but it's to be read, meditated upon, and spoken. Hallelujah. And as it said, you'll make your way prosperous. Hallelujah. Hebrews chapter 3. And this is a familiar verse here in chapter 3 and verse 1. Wherefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling, consider the apostle and high priest of our profession, Christ Jesus. He is the apostle and high priest of who? Our confession. And look at chapter 4 and verse 14. Seeing then that we have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, do what? Let us do what? Hold fast our profession or our confession. We're to hold fast, not let go. Not have some adversity come forward and we let go. Glory to God. You know, all of us have walked through some adversity, and sometimes, I mean, there's been a few times, I must admit, that I let go. Sometimes we do. We get discouraged. We don't see something happening, and so we just kind of, we start off with fire, and then we kind of dwindle. I can't say that that happens that often, but there's been a few times I have. And so you pick up, get back to it again. Doesn't mean you lose out, but you pick back up. Don't let go. If God promised or said something to you, surely it shall come to pass if we don't let it go. Don't let those dreams and things that God has been stirring in your heart, don't let go of those. And certainly, if it's something that God has promised in His Word. You know, I share this, and I take this position that if God has promised it in His Word, then as far as I'm concerned, it's mine. Because it's already paid for. Think about this. If God has promised something, it's a benefit that's part of a contract sealed in the blood of Jesus. It's not a bonus given at the discretion of somebody. This is not a bonus given to us at the discretion of God. This is a benefit that has been paid for by Jesus. And so as far as I'm concerned, health is mine. Prosperity is mine. And too often what happens is when health issues come up, if we don't see a change immediately, sometimes we waver a little bit. We wonder, well, maybe it's not God's will, or maybe, no, not maybe, nothing. It may take a little longer, but it shall surely come to pass. I like what Dad Hagen did when he was alive. You know, he would just get people full of faith, some that were on death's door. And he'd say, look, get well, and then if you want to go home, go home, but don't go home sick. And I said, absolutely. Get well. Get the Word of God working in you. Let the same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead quicken your body, quicken this mortal body. And then if you want to check out and go home, but go home well. Don't go home sick and don't go home broke. Jesus paid for this. And the devil's just trying to make a mockery of it and to get you thinking in a certain way. No. You just stand up and say, no, enough. My body functions perfectly. Money comes to me. Everything I set my hands to works and prospers. Who was that? Leroy Thompson. Money cometh. Money cometh. Absolutely. So you want to talk? I remember, who was this? What was his name? Bob Harrison. He said, where there's lack, there's slack. I'm sorry, where there's slack, there's lack. You slack off your confession, you got lack. Where there's slack, there's lack. And so when we slack off our confession of faith, when we slack off, there's lack. So a lot of times we need to look and see where, if there's lack in a particular area, I'm not saying it's always that case, but are you slacking off on the word? Could be. Could be. So we need to look in some areas and examine and not let go. That's what the word says. Hold fast the confession of your faith. Hold fast. Don't let go. Don't loosen the grip on it. Amen. Glory to God. I'll tell you one thing. When I was growing up, my parents didn't slack off. No. If they told me to do something, it was like, you get that done, boy. And it was like, what? You put yourself in, as somebody used to say, time out. You lost some privileges because you did what? You didn't do some things. Right? I know you're all laughing because you've been there. Right? But then we grew up. We didn't think as a child anymore. We said, no, I don't want time out anymore. I want to grow up. Right? And it's the same thing here. Don't let go of what God has promised. Just get the fire. I mean, you know, sometimes, I'll say this, sometimes that fire doesn't get stirred up until you just get plain tired enough. When you get tired of being tired, as they say, sick and tired, of being defeated, then sometimes, you know, that'll just stir you up enough. Amen. Glory to God. But I'll tell you one thing. Turn over here. Well, let me go here. Let's go one more. Hebrews 10. Hebrews 10, chapter 10. And verse 23, same thing. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith with what? Without wavering. No wavering. Amen. For he is what? Faithful that promised. If he said it, he'll do it. God is not a man that he will lie. Every good and perfect gift cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no what? Variableness, shadow of turning. If he said it, he bringing it to pass. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He bringing it to pass. Hallelujah. And they say, I'm just simple enough to believe it. Glory to God. So now, these are some scriptures to encourage your heart. 1 Corinthians 15. Hallelujah. See, we already have the victory. We're not trying to get it. And you notice this chapter here talks about corruption, must put on incorruption, and so forth. But I like this when it talks about death, where is thy victory, where is thy sting? But he says, but verse 57, but thanks be to God who what? Giveth us the victory, right? Through our Lord Jesus Christ. We have the victory. We're not trying to get it, we have it. And we need to remind the devil of that when the pressure and the adversity comes. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The Amplified says, who gives us the victory as conquerors. Hallelujah. And the Douay Rheims, it says, who hath given us the victory. We're not trying to get it. He's given it to us through the Lord Jesus. Amen. Glory to God. Bless God. 2 Corinthians 2, verse 14. Now thanks be unto God, which always causes us to triumph in Christ, and I like this, and maketh this the and maketh manifest the savor. That means the odor of the knowledge by us in every place. This is a 20th century New Testament translation. It says, who through our union with Christ leads us in one continual triumph and uses us to spread the sweet odor of the knowledge of him in every place. See, that right there is why the devil doesn't want you to succeed, because he's going to use you to spread the knowledge, the odor of the knowledge, the goodness of God in every place. He don't want that. So resistance. And you need to do what? Enforce and fight the good fight of faith. You just say, you just get on out of here in Jesus' name. Walk in the love of God. Walk in the peace of God. Release your words of faith. I remember when we first started some of the church services up in Pennsylvania, I remember standing on the platform and just had my hands up and lifting and worshiping the Lord, and I heard this real clear in my spirit. He said, if you will come here and worship me, I will push back the darkness that's held sway in this area. And see, that area up there is a very, very strong, it's very overt, it's very visible witchcraft. I mean, you can go, we used to stop at this deli. I don't stop there anymore. I just get going. I don't stop there and eat anymore, but just get a little snack or something. But right next to it is a witchcraft store. Just right there, right in the open, you know. And if you drive a couple of towns over, they're all over the place. So God wants to change that area because there's been a grip in that area. He wants to break it. He said, I'll push back the darkness that's held sway in this area. We don't have to do it. He said, he's going to push it back. All we have to do is worship him. Come and worship him in spirit and in truth. Amen. And he will do it. I believe he's doing the same thing in this area. As we worship him, it's changing. Glory to God. And the same thing will go in your house, in your job, wherever you are. You bring the savor, the odor of the knowledge of God. You bring it. That's why some people say, man, I never had so much problem going on this job. Right. Because you bring him there. And not about you. You bring his odor in there. The odor of love and goodness and peace. You bring the light in that area. He don't like it. He's already defeated. He just don't want folks to know it. Huh. The basic translation says, but praise be to God, he makes us strong to overcome in Christ. Hallelujah. He strengthens us. Glory to God. And I'll give you one last. Let's turn to Romans chapter 8. Glory to God. How many have had enough? I mean, if it's just a little thing, it don't have to be a big thing. It can be just a little thing. It's just nugging you. You know, you're like, enough! It's like somebody doing this. Beep, 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 beep. And you're like, get out of here. Enough of you. Right? You know what I'm talking about. Romans chapter 8. Verse 35. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall what? Tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors. How? Through him. That's the key. This fight of faith is going to have to be done through him and in him. right? So whenever you feel frustrated, just remember, don't get outside. Don't try to do it in your own strength. Do it in Him, through Him. Hallelujah. Through love and through the fruit of the Spirit. Let Him dominate. Glory to God. Devil can't fight that. He's not going to win. Glory to God. Glory to God. These messages here are just to remind us and stir our hearts to don't let go of the things that God has placed in your heart. And for me, it's more of just reminding me, enough. Enough. We're taking this area for Jesus. We're going to impact more in the community. We're going to reach out and have a bigger impact. Believe God. I like what Brother Hagin used to say, set the bar high. I'd rather reach half of it than set it at nothing and get it all. Right? Set that bar high. So we're going to reach out further for God, reach out personally further, reach out corporately more for God. And yeah, there may be some stuff that stirs up. Good. That means we're right on track. Right on track. Glory to God. Glory to God. I tell you, God's opening some doors up. Just the visibility piece. Go into the store. You know, I go across the street. We go to this health food store across there. We don't even preach. We just go in. We're always peaceful. Always smiling. We don't even have to say, you know, sometimes I used to take the cab a lot. And I'd just sit in the cab and be quiet. I didn't even say much. And they'd say to me, boy, you don't talk much, do you? I said, nope. And you know what's interesting? Some of the cab drivers, this is what they'd say. You know, I take people to that church here. He said, they always try to get me saved. And this is what he said. I just tell them whatever. See, so you always want to try to get people saved. If they're not interested, be quiet. I tell you, because I didn't say anything, it bugged them. And because I'm going to this church that everybody's preaching at them, I didn't say anything. And so they'd say, so what do you believe at that church? And I said, well, you know, I'd give them a quick, short answer. And they'd say, well, tell me a little more. Tell me a little more. It bugged them. It's the same thing when I go into a store. If you go into a place all the time, stop preaching at people. Just be sweet. I do it across the street, and they'll go, boy, you're always so pleasant. What do you do for a living? Oh, boy. I'm not kidding. I'm as serious as I can be. What do you do? And they'll say, you know, you're always so pleasant. The people, I'm having a day. He was funny. He said, well, I'd rather work in a zoo than work with people. He was so, that made me laugh. He said, I'd rather work with an animal than the people. He said, they're so cranky and ornery. He said, you brighten my day up. What do you do anyways? What has that got to do with what has that got to do with anything? But you see, sometimes we preach too much, and we keep, and then your actions don't line up with your words, and they go, yeah, right, okay. Maybe just be sweet. And then they'll ask you what you do. How come you're so peaceful? How come you're so nice? Every time you come in here, it's not just one time. It's the 30th time that you're sweet when they've had a bad day and they want to know, how come you're always so pleasant? And don't preach at them. Just say, well, God has blessed me. And leave it at that. Or just say, well, you know, I'm at peace. Well, how come? And so, I'm telling you, the devil is a defeated foe. He's defeated. And if we'll just let the love of God flow from us, it will reach people. Hallelujah. Glory to God. As they say, get that ugly look off your face. Smile. Huh? You went, I'm in a fight. What kind of fight? No, I'm just kidding. Praise the Lord. We're going to reach more. We're going to do more because God is going to fill this place up with hungry hearts. And it's coming in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you. Thank you for stirring our hearts. Thank you for reminding us that victory has already been won in Christ. And all we have to do is stand in that victory, stand in that place of victory, and not try to force a victory. It's already won. Healing is won. Prosperity is won. Our salvation has already been secured in Christ. And so when we stand in Christ, it's no longer I that liveth, but Christ who lives in me. Hallelujah. And the faith that I now have is the faith of the Son of God. So, Father, I thank you. Thank you that this faith, this dynamo of faith, is stirring in our hearts. And Father, we, as directed by you, will release words of faith that'll change our homes and our bodies and our finances. And we thank you that it's changing the atmosphere of this area. Thank you for the thousands and thousands of souls flooding into the church in this area in Jesus' name. We see it, we believe it, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. I see thousands coming. I see the day happening again. We're just like a peace hall. I used to get there at 6 in the morning to set the sound up for the 8 o'clock service, and people would be standing in line. I see those days are coming. People just standing in line because they want a touch from God. And it's coming again. In Jesus' name. But in the meantime, we keep steady. Don't let go. Hold fast your profession of faith. Don't waver, because He is faithful that promised. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's stand. Let's say this: I live by faith, and not by my sight. I have the spirit of faith, and I don't waver in Jesus' name.